Modern vs. Modern, a look into the charges that are rocking Sun TV empire. Cognizant bags a 99 paisa land deal in Vizag. HAL joins India's Rocket Club. World Invest dials up India Play.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Kicking things off with what's probably the most talked about story of the day, broken by Chandra R. Srikanth. The Maran family feud at Sun TV is out in the open. DMK MP and former Union Minister Dayanidhi Maran has sent a 46-page legal notice to his brother, Sun TV Chairman Kalanithi Maran. He's accused Kalanithi of ₹500,926 crore scam dating back to 2003. According to Daya, Kalanithi allotted 12 lakh shares to himself at just ₹10 per share when they were allegedly worth up to 3,000 each. Sun TV says this is a personal family issue, but serious questions around corporate governance and disclosures are now in focus. Dayanidhi also claims the illegally gained dividends help fund other ventures like SpiceJet and Sunrisers Hyderabad. For now, Dayanidhi Maran plans to approach the DGCA and BCCI to suspend their licenses. We will be tracking this closely and keep you all posted. Next up, here's a question for you all. How much land can you buy for 99 paisa? Turns out quite a bit if you are Cognizant. Cognizant is investing ₹1,582 crore in a new IT campus in Visakhapatnam, with the Andhra Pradesh government reportedly offering them 21 acres of land at just 99 paisa per square meter. The project is expected to create 8,000 jobs over 8 years and aligns with CM Chandrababu Naidu's vision to make Vizag the economic capital of Andhra Pradesh. Cognizant plans to start commercial operations by March 2029. Another news, Defence PSU HAL is now officially part of India's space launch game. HAL has bagged ₹511 crore contract to build the Small Satellite Launch Vehicle, or SSLV, a compact rocket designed for small satellite launches. Over the next 2 years, ISRO will transfer SSLV technology to HAL, which will build 2 prototypes and eventually scale up to 6 to 12 rockets per year. This puts HAL alongside private players like Skyroot and Agnikul as India's space ambitions take off. And finally, some good news for Indian startups. Belgium-based PE firm World Invest is doubling down on India, calling it their best performing geography. So the PE firm World Invest now has 20% of its total assets linked to India. They've built a solid consumer brand portfolio here, ranging from Blue Tokai, Epigamia, Viba, Wakefit, Heads Up for Tail, Purple, with past investments in Myntra and Jabong. World Invest plans to increase exposure thanks to strong IPO pipelines and better investor exit. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and the startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news, minus the boring bits. This is Nena Sood signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.